know what you're talking about. 503-733-2970.
Think about it.
It was all, I could only hear like half the things you said. It was all a lot of blah, 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 blah.
No, I got...
It's just more trouble.
Yeah, I just got trapped in one of my problems of my own doing.
You know, never mind. 503-733-2970. I'm just saying it's been a long week.
It's a tangled web of life.
Really, just... You should just stay away from things and mechanical devices of any kind for like the next year. Because
thanks,
this week,
Rick.
I think you've used up your allotment. No. It is all good, as the kids say. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email me like it's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick, so I'm taking my daily power nap in the parking lot at the Washougal Safeway. Okay. I won't say who this is, by the way, but this is someone who works at a Portland media concern. Taking his daily power nap. In the parking lot at the, I won't say where he works, but it rhymes with Oregon Live, at the Washougal Safeway. I wake up around 1:10. Was that Don Rickles? Holy crap, I'm there. I hear there's a poker room right off the showroom. It opens at noon. I've certainly never played there. Are you in? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think I've ever been to Chinook Winds. I think I've been to Spirit Mountain. Spirit Mountain, I think, was where they did that. There was a celebrity poker tournament. Spear Mountain a couple years ago where where Nelson and Terry took all my cash. That felt good, by the way. Let's see. So I don't know anything about that. Hey, by the way, your interview with Don Rickles was awesome. And so forth. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We are here with Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley, Scotty J. Here's what's coming up. We got Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com that's going to be here. We have the top five overused talk radio music bands of all time. We have air checks to play. And, of course, we're coming up 4 days away from Horns Across the Hawthorne, which is we announced yesterday that is going to be the first place, the after party technically, that's going to be the first place where you can get AM970 Solid State Radio swag. That is going to be the first place. We just got the first shipment of T-shirts in. So you will be able to get those. We're going to be giving those away. They will be part of the pentagram of prizes that is happening next Tuesday at the after party, the 666 party at Dante's, which follows Horns Across the Hawthorne, which is going to be the greatest photo ever taken. I heard from the guy yesterday that's going to be on the boat. I heard from Jason, who's going to be down there with his like 9-foot lens taking the shot. So it's going to be good times. We're going to gather there at the northwest side of the pedestrian ramp. There's that grassy knoll. You just look for the tent. We'll gather there 5:30 next Tuesday. We go up. We line the bridge. Bam! Take the shot at 6:06, and then to the after party we go. Maybe the best thing ever. All right. This Rickles thing is just thrown. I'm all off kilter. Well, it's been a heck of a week, and it's been one of those shows today where it's like I've been run 15 minutes behind from the day we got on here.
This is a short week too. This was the Memorial
Day. Yeah, but we were here Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're not
sissies.
It feels
so long.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's roll the top five, shall we? Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your top five for Friday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy.
I love to count.
Don't you?
Don't you? Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley at the City Desk with your top five for today.
And as we round up this week, we ponder Scotty J and his long road toward radio celebrity. A road that takes many, many twists and turns. It involves myriad choices along the way. If we may impart any wisdom, it would be this. Do not use any of the following music on your radio program. These are the top five most overused radio music beds.
Hey, did the lights just go off?
They certainly did.
Well, look outside.
Is it bad?
Yeah, the trees.
I'm glad I used a car.
I'm glad I rode my bicycle.
Bada bing!
I'm pleased to use public transportation.
All right, then.
I have my umbrella from the dollar store.
Well, as long as Tim and I are taking care of it. No, I was supposed to bicycle today, but then I...
This is just the topper of my week at school. I'm just waiting for the downpour.
You got like another hour and 2 minutes. You could get cancer between now and 3 for all we know. All right. You probably won't. You wouldn't know it for a while anyway. It's got to get to the size of an acorn.
Maybe it's been building.
Okay, these, ladies and gentlemen, feeling a clench, these are the
top five most overused talk radio music beds of all time.
And Chim and I have probably heard all of these used because as you travel down this long and winding road of radio, you'll find that you run into the same types of people over and over and over again. By the way, the chief offenders on this list, as far as using these beds, these are not, traditionally speaking, except for number one, which we'll get to, these are not, traditionally speaking, normal, regular Monday through Friday talk show hosts, or even like a week, like, you know, like a good
Sorry,
friend.
I thought you made it longer.
I did make it longer.
Just not long
Zing!
Enough.
I hear that all the time. Ha ha. I made that bed like 9 minutes long. It was supposed to still be playing now.
It's not.
Really, how could this week be any better?
It's 2 minutes long. I'm
in
looking
what,
at it.
No, that's all right. In what ways could today's show get even better? And the best part is...
I could bring my coffee in here.
The best part is... See, I thought it was something carbonated when you spilled it yesterday, because I could hear like a... And I thought it was little bubbles. Instead, it was electronic material being destroyed by liquid.
I'm just glad I have pretty quick reflexes and that we had our tissue box in here.
I hear that a lot, too. Zing!
Oh, my God.
I don't even have the... wait, hold on. Where's the whole... Oh, wait, where's the Z?
One big oh, no. That's not... Illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Nothing. Okay. My point is... Our good friend Tim Savage from KUFO was in here. He's going to be doing a little, he's doing a weekend show. Later this month, he's going to be launching that. There you go. There's your big press release. I was going to put out a whole thing about him. He's doing a weekend show. It's not even that, though. It is always, and Tim, you've experienced this, it is paid programming. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like a pre-recorded infomercial, like a, you know, like a garlic thing or like some sort of thing about B12 vitamins. I mean where there's like a chiropractor. And the chiropractor will spend $300. He will buy 2 hours of programming. He will come in, and the chiropractor will fancy himself a talk show dynamo.
Then he'll begin to ignore his business. It'll go down the drain. He'll continue to do his show, empty out his bank account, go bankrupt, and try to figure out what happened. Then he'll go to other stations who don't know that he didn't pay the bill at the first station, get the show on the air for a couple of weeks, never pay them. There are 23 other stations left.
It really is true. I've seen it happen time and time again. And it's always some guy that has a business. It's a guy who's a dentist, a guy who's a chiropractor, a guy who runs a gym, a guy who... Whatever, guy who runs a personal training service, guy that sells pasta makers, whatever. He's like, no, I'm going to buy 2 hours, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to do a talk show all about pasta making. Everybody wants to hear, everybody loves pasta, everybody loves the radio. It's a radio show about pasta. And the sales guy's just going, whatever, just give me the check. You know, it's like, check goes in, guy comes in, starts doing the show. Show is terrible. Guy is so convinced that he's a talk radio genius, neglects business. Business goes bankrupt. Guy now addicted to ego rush of doing own talk radio show. Begins to pay for own weekend talk radio infomercial show on his own credit card. Loses everything. Defrauds radio stations all over the city.
Then moves along to TV. That's twice as much bankruptcy.
Theoretically speaking.
Yes.
Not that we have any first-hand knowledge of anyone who's done that.
No.
Sarah's mouthing the words, who is it? You know who I'm talking about. Well, in any event, those are always the guys who come in using these music beds. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the top five most overused talk radio music beds of all time.
Uh-huh. Out with number five, we have Chumbawamba.
Okay, you skipped the honorable mention.
With Tub Thumping.
No, but you... These are the top five most overused talk radio beds. We'll take that out in post. These are the top five most overused talk radio beds of all time.
Honorable mention goes to Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions.
Everybody knows this. Green Onions, this is not only one of the most overused beds in talk radio history. This is one of the most overplayed instrumentals of all time. This is right up there with Theme from a Summer Place. Tim and I always talked about doing top five most overplayed instrumentals. The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. That's another one.
Chariots of Fire.
Oh, God. Oh, the Miami Vice theme.
I love it.
Here's the part everybody knows. I suppose this was great like the first 1,000 times everybody heard it. No longer. And it's always like a whole lot of... Hi there and welcome to Health Talk. Your health connection for the greater Portland area.
Wasn't this John and Jeff's bed?
I don't believe so. No, that was for a promo. That was not their doing. That was somebody at our station who had made a promo with this song.
Welcome to Vitamin Paradise. It's so nice to be here today.
If you'd like to call today Vitamin Questions, our phone number here at 9:07 a.m. State Solid Radio.
That's the cue for the relatives who paying the bill to call. I just found your program, and I'm just so excited. Why is it on a prime time every day?
That's the key for the girlfriend who they only got by pretending to be a radio host to call the show. I love your radio show. I wish it was on all the time. These are the top five most overused talk radio music bands.
Number five is Chumbawamba with Tub Gumpy.
Never use this again.
I love this song.
It's a great song. It really is a great song. I mean it. I was talking to Scotty this morning, and he goes, I said, do you have Tub Thumping? And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, you know that terrible song? And then I caught myself, and I said, I don't mean a terrible song. I mean that great song that I have to pretend is terrible to look cool. It's a great song, though.
On my 17th birthday, my friends threw me a surprise party. And since it was my birthday, I made them play this on repeat all night because I loved it so much.
It's a great song, and it has all of the great elements. It's got the drum machine. It's got kind of an oi feel to it, which is, you know, the kind of music that's sadly underappreciated in America. Hit that post.
Wow, that was impressive. We weren't even expecting that.
It's a great song. Stop using it for your talk radio program. I beseech you, never, ever, ever do this again. All right, thank you. These are the top five most overplayed songs as talk radio music beds.
Number four, Fat Boy Slim and Praise You.
Yeah, me either.
See, that's what I'm saying, because you've heard it so goddamn much.
And I own the Cruel Intentions soundtrack, so I would listen to that a lot.
Oh, it's on the Buffy soundtrack, too, because this is the song that plays in the prom episode at the end of season three, I think. And see, that normally wouldn't be... I should really be playing these the way they would do it on a talk radio station, which is where they edit this part out and they go right to the hook and they just loop it over and 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 over. And, you know, they use this because it makes Sean Hannity seem like he's down with the young people and their disco.
He's hip with the kids.
Nothing Sean Hannity can ever do will make him be down with young people anywhere, ever.
I don't know who he is.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you're in Utah, no one under the age of 50 knows or cares who Sean Hannity is. Anywhere. But they use this because it's kind of propulsive, and they've got a producer somewhere who is only 45, not 55. And the producer says, oh, the kids, they love this this electronica. I mean, Jim, I speak for all radio people now. And so sometimes you hear, like, an electronica record, and you're convinced that the only reason they're put out is for, like, car commercials and talk radio hosts to use them. I'm no exception. Half of the Crystal Method library, it plays on our show. So I'm not putting myself above nothing. But we don't use this. Why? Because it's crap. Never play this. These are the top five most overused talk radio music beds of all time. Tim Riley?
Number three is EMF. You're unbelievable.
No!
See? And this is a whole lot of, like, you know, hi, it's the Laura Ingraham Show. I used to be liberal, but now I'm conservative because I couldn't get any ratings as a liberal talk show host, and so now I'm pretending that I'm a right winger. And please call me. I have nothing to say that's interesting or entertaining in any way, but I'm blonde and a woman, and I've got reasonably long legs, and I'm conservative, so it was a law that they had to give me a talk radio show. Laura Ingraham, please call. Right. Counting down the top five most overused talk radio music beds of all time.
Number two, George Thorogood with Bad to the Bone.
This is a perfect example, by the way, of a...
I'm edgy.
No one who uses this song is bad to the bone. That's one of life's axioms, okay? If you use this song, you are in no way bad to any bone. Ever. Anywhere.
I've just seen this in too many dog food commercials.
How many movies have we now seen this in? At one point in, like, post-Terminator 2, Thorogood actually said that he was no longer going to allow anybody to use this in a movie because it was being diluted. Too late, by the way. He stuck to that for, like, 6 months till he needed to buy a new car. Bam! Used everywhere again. I did once work with a chiropractor who did a weekend show where this was the opening theme, because you get it? Chiropractor. bad to the bone. Terrible. It did not help matters that this was used by the fictional talk show host Barry Champlain in Oliver Stone's talk radio film, which is a truly terrible film, incidentally. And I like this song. I really do, or I did, when I was 10. When I first heard this, when I was like, you know, I don't know, 15, 16, and I got this cassette at the Music Land, at the Kennewick Mall, I thought this was the best song that had ever been recorded. Those days are over. And they all think that they're edgy when they just play that little, just that little guitar part, that da-na-na-na-na at the top of the hour. They all think they're badasses. You are not. Here's a way to not be a badass. Try to do everything you can to convince people that you're a badass. I'm here to tell you, honey. All right. Counting down the top five most overused talk radio music beds of all time, Tim Riley.
At number one, Jerry Rafferty with Baker Street.
Okay, here's the thing. You may not know this song. Sarah Dillon's furrowed brow indicates that she is not familiar with the name of the song nor the name of the artist who created it. As soon as you hear the hook, which is not, it's an interesting song and it is not a vocal hook. The hook to this, it's not an instrumental song, but the hook, meaning the part of the song that sticks in your head, or the part of the song that like they play, you know, in a commercial or something, you know, everybody knows it. And it clearly is where George Michael got Careless Whisper from, by the way. This is not only the most overused talk radio music bed of all time, this is one of the worst pieces of music ever recorded. I don't say that lightly. And you can hear in your head Art Bell talking up the post to some other tedious hour that no one cares about. Here we go. No. You'll recognize it. It's another Saturday afternoon. This is House Talk, talking about real estate markets. Here at AM 799, Solid Radio 970.
Oh!
Yeah. You can hear it. Can't you? Hello, it's another glorious day in Portland, Oregon. Here's another 3 hours of uninteresting political tedium.
I like the songs. I haven't heard it as I've said before.
I am a motivational speaker.
Hi there, welcome to another infomercial that we're going to cleverly disguise as actual content and program. Except I'm sounding way too good, but it's like a whole lot of... And hi there, welcome to B12 and You.
Oh, you hit it.
I didn't even know there were lyrics to this song. I think I've heard the actual song like 4 times in my life. Because every time I hear it, I... You know when they say, like, the EBS test is a test of the emergency broadcasting system and state... The only thing this song is a test of is how fast my hand can get to the off knob. That's all the remote. That's it. You know, I hear that, na-na-na-na-na-na, wham, click, gone. That's it.
So much for that.
I've spent, I don't know, but I would guess probably 30% of the time as a radio consumer in my adult life, I've spent 30% of my radio time turning the dial to get away from this song. Are we even going to hear the hook again? Let's see.
You're trying.
And here we go. No, take as much time as possible to get to the hook. Try to make the song as uninteresting as is humanly possible.
That's a very long song. It's like 7 minutes.
Yeah, well, not anymore. All right, there you go. Done. It's 503-733-2970.
Where's Scotty D?
God only knows. I have no idea. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Rick, do we not all have songs that we are secretly ashamed of or overtly ashamed of?
Let me ask you this.
Like ABBA?
Right.
Or, you know.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is your thing just to try to get your own theme song? Is that why you have this bizarre ability?
Hey, that would be perfect. Thank you.
I'm not giving you one, by the way.
Look, back when you were a zygote, I was listening to that song. I was raging with hormones.
This is George, who is...
George is raging with hormones.
George is sort of like the mortar between the bricks on this program, meaning no matter how busy it is, no matter how light or heavy the phone calls may be in a given day, you find the ability to get it. Your ability to sneak in is well documented now. You are sort of like the caulk between the tiles.
Well, nothing is more important than the Rick Emerson Show.
Thank you. You're still not getting a theme.
Oh, damn. But no. Anyways,
I can
yeah,
make
we
this...
all have songs that no. we we would never admit, you know, like on the air, that we absolutely love and that send us back to a time of...
Are you trying to start a topic?
I'm just saying, yeah. I guess
John and Jeff style? Are you...
Yeah,
it is
like,
6 minutes after the hour. Are you trying to do the whole... Well, we all have songs that we don't necessarily like to admit, but we love anyway.
We love the Bee Gees, for instance.
Yes, for instance. See, this is perfect. See, you're setting up the topic.
Yeah.
You're now giving an example so that the audience knows what the topic is. And then all you have to do is give what they call the call to action.
Yeah, the bowling ball goes down the lane and says, where's yours? Yeah, definitely. So we all have those, and I'm proudly asserting now that I love Baker Street. Always have, always will.
Okay, now see, now you got to give the call to action and prompt the audience to call and weigh in on the topic themselves. Go.
Well, do you crave to hear the wonderful crystalline strains of Dancing Queen? Or perhaps, oh, I don't know, Last Train to Clarksville? Call in. Call the Rick Emerson Show at AM 970. Now, give us your choices.
Phone number.
Oh, 503-733-2970. That's 503-733-2970.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
All right, there's your sounder. All right, thank you. There you go, that's George.
Let's sell him an hour during the weekend.
Yeah, seriously. Do you have 150 bucks? Do you have vitamins you'd like to talk about? There you go. All right. That's George.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
From Wilsonville. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. It is Rick at rickemerson.com, by the way. Rick, I think I hear a title for the next listener party. Rick Emerson Listener Party X. One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals. Write it down. It could happen.
Well, with these beautiful summer days coming, maybe we could... Well, nobody really is into the Rose Festival anymore.
We haven't had a Mexican-themed listener party yet.
Insert joke here. I'm not touching it.
I don't get it.
I'm just saying, if I was a less culturally sensitive host, there are any number of amusing retorts and rejoinders that I might have made.
My mom could come and speak in Spanish.
That'd be great.
This is the best show ever today, right here. Oh, God, look
John
at this. See, now, look at this. Now, people are calling in and weighing in on the topic. They're weighing in on the topic, prompted by George.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
In Wilsonville. Let's see. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Bruno, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I've got a song. It kind of gets down to my Latino roots.
Yes.
Oh, that young Ricky Martin has a catchy tune or two. The She Bangs. You know, I don't know why that darn thing sticks in my head.
Are you calling it as a character?
No, I'm totally serious.
Are you totally Latin?
I am totally Latino, yes, you betcha.
That sounds like a radio show. It's totally Latin with Bruno.
Yeah.
All right. Are you?
We're completamente Latino.
Okay.
You need an echo behind you.
All right, yeah. Seriously. And then a lot of laser sound effects. And a lot of, you know, power, 95.
People never speak Spanish without echo on them.
It's true.
They're always screaming at the top of their lungs like everyone's Spanish is hard of hearing.
If you spend any time in Los Angeles, you will be convinced, by the way, that everybody who is Latin, they walk around with a huge echo chamber behind them, and they're constantly being followed by lasers and giving away free passes to things.
It's a beautiful thing when you listen to radio down in L.A.
It really is. Are you being serious now that you like Ricky Martin but are ashamed of it?
I am totally ashamed of it. But you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a song in your head every once in a while. Damn it, if it's not, you know, She Bang or A Vida Loca or something.
Let me ask you this:
it's down to the genetic level, I think.
As a man of Latin descent, are you ashamed of Ricky Martin and his existence? Do you wish that he was? Do you feel like he is sullying your people?
No, I think that he makes me look better.
It is true, because women, they see Ricky Martin, they're all turned on, they think he's hot, they can't get him. Bruno, though, you're right there to fill the gap.
I'm right there. I'll take all of his sloppy seconds. No, not all of them.
Okay. just the top tier. All right, okay, Bruno, thank you. Are you spreading the word about the show, sir?
I am.
Oh, would you?
I'm a longtime fan from other frequencies ago.
Thank you. Would you do me a favor, sir? Would you please now, in Spanish... ask anyone who is a non-English speaker, who may be flipping by the dial looking for something else, would you please ask the people in your native tongue to listen to this, the Rick Emerson program?
Por favor, escuchan a Rick Emerson.
It's the best thing ever. Bruno, thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right, there you go. That's Bruno.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
All right.
No, that wasn't the right time for that.
Oh, I'm just... It's the I don't have any fiesta music anywhere else. It's the only place I've got it.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Hi, Robert. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Sarah, I think that when Rick's out there on that
I'll
bridge
just step
doing
out.
Him their push-ups.
I'll just go stand in the hallway. Apparently,
yeah,
I'm on the
board.
Yeah,
okay. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sorry.
Rick, you know what can I say? You're kind of the butt of this joke.
I wasn't listening, because as soon as I heard that the call wasn't about me, I tuned out.
Yes. Rick is very
well, it's for Sarah, but it is about you.
All right. What are you calling about, sir?
Well, you got to do them push-ups. I think we need to make sure that,
it is understood that something like Horns Across the Hawthorne, which happens Tuesday, 5:30, meet us on the grassy knoll there in the Northwest Pedestrian entrance to the Hawthorne Bridge. It is understood...
To whom?
That to people, pundits.
Oh, I'm sorry, the people that don't have any control whether or not you do push-ups?
I'm just saying...
I'm sorry, I'm right here and I don't understand.
I'm saying it's known...
I understand that you're going to be doing them.
I'm saying...
Soiling your hands on the sidewalk of the Hawthorne Bridge that I ride my bike over every day.
I'm saying if you were to take a random sampling of the people and you were to ask them if it is understood that this is a special event during which there can be no push-ups done because I'm going to be busy.
Don't make me school you in a poll again, Rick. Don't make me embarrass you like that.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Going away now. Yeah, the best part is at the end, you can barely hear her starting to do the yai-yai-yai thing, which I
why did you cut it off?
Because, you know, that's really, what else do you...
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
It sounds like that baby. It sounds like that baby sound effect that you hear everywhere at the end. All right. Okay. Luke called from Australia. Scotty J, would you come in here for a minute, please? Scotty is screening me phone calls here. Apparently Luke from Australia called, listening live somehow. What did Luke from Australia say?
Luke said that, he wants you to get on with your...
Oh, because we haven't done the air checks yet. All right.
Was he drunk?
All right. He called to demand. Yeah. So people in Australia are demanding the air checks. The whole continent. They're up in arms there.
Why don't we do those
How
now?
Many DJs in Australia playing air checks?
I don't know. Do they even have radio in Australia?
Of course they do.
They just... I thought Luke and all and everybody started just crouching around a campfire, praying.
Chasing kangaroos
praying at
around.
The shiny ball in the sky.
Teasing dingoes.
Teasing dingoes.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Okay. It's the... I'm so ashamed of how I make a living. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show live here in studio, and then we will get to the air checks here with Tim Riley and myself. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show...
We built this Starbucks. We built this...
Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com.
Tim, come back.
Hola.
Scott Daly, how are
you? Hola.
Thank you.
How you doing, Eric?
Thank you.
What a great interview. How cool was it to get to interview
Don Rickles,
man?
Don Rickles.
I was just...
And he was in Casino. He was in Cannonball Run.
I think two. He hung out with the Rat Pack in Vegas
back
in the day.
He stood on stage with Sinatra during the summit meeting era. I mean, again,
That's phenomenal.
As I've said a million times, whatever. He's 80 years old, and maybe not as quick as he used to be. Doesn't matter. That guy's 80 years old, still getting on stage, doing the thing.
And him, his role in Casino was perfect.
Yeah.
It was great.
Pit boss, right?
Yeah, yeah. Totally. And then when I felt so bad for him when he got beat up with the phone, though.
Yeah.
But it was...
Not just, in real life.
Just great. No. You wouldn't mess with Don Rickles in real life.
How's life at FilmFeverRadio.com? What films have you come to review today? Films have you seen in the theater over the last week or so, Scott Daly?
Have you seen The Breakup, Scott Daly?
I have not seen The Breakup. No. But next week, I will have a review of Cars. I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Well, that's all well and good. So next week's show is taken care of. Let me ask you about today's show, Scott.
Yes.
Today, what films have you come to review that you've seen in the theater?
I have come to review no films in the theater this week, but
Thank
I come
you.
with some films to talk about for 666 on Tuesday.
Oh, these are devil films.
Yes. Fantastic. And I also come with DVD releases, and I thought I would bring something new to the show, and that is talk about theaters that are playing in current local theaters like the Hollywood or Cinemagic or Cinema 21, because I think that local theaters need the support of the Rick Emerson listening audience.
In fact, at the Baghdad tonight, Baghdad tonight's doing an Aliens thing at midnight.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, Aliens, which is the most Beautiful. Terrified I have ever been in a theater, by the way, ever.
Wait,
1996.
Aliens.
1996. No. The original
Aliens was fun, but Aliens scared me to
That second
That's
film.
That's the most terrified you've ever been.
Aliens, 1996, in a theater. Yeah, it is the most. I think most frightening film period has to go to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But
Me too. I watched that when I was in Bath, England.
Oh, oh. You don't want to watch that. It'll mess you up.
No, I was in the middle of the field, in the middle of, like, the most haunted part of England.
That's the wrong place. Why did it occur to you that... Because you know what I should do is watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre right now.
No, I was on a trip. It was when I was studying in London. We were all... That was the only movie that somebody had. None of us slept the entire night.
No,
how could you? And the best thing about the remake, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but the best thing about the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre is A, it's forgotten, but B, it encouraged people who had never seen the original to go check it out, because the original is so terrifying. What's great about it is not overly gory. It's just...
So Aliens tonight, and I should mention, by the way, CBS Radio pimping. This is our friends Court and Fatboy on KUFO are doing this. This is their midnight film tonight at the bag. And to be honest, I don't even know. I don't know how you get. There's a website. Go find their website.
But yeah, so I've got films coming out, playing playing in Portland. I've got DVD releases, so I got lots to do today.
Right, well,
you know, I want to be able to contribute to the show more, and I don't. I feel as of late, I am not.
You're correct in that assessment, by the way.
Exactly.
That's just you who feels that way.
Fantastic.
No, I'm just saying.
No, so I thought I would be proactive and come in with my own stuff. So,
let's get a couple calls, and we got a break here. It's Debbie. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you, Debbie? How can I help you?
Well, I'm very visual, and I was thinking the whole the Horns Across Hawthorne.
Yes.
Great if everybody wore black and red.
I think most of our audience wears black most of the time. I think like 80% of the people within the sound of my voice wear black right now.
That was my assumption, too.
I got to tell you, the new AM 970 Solid State Radio t-shirts are red and black.
And yes, the staff ones are red.
The staff ones
able to find us.
The staff ones are red. The other ones, the ones for the people are black. They all look great. But yes, I would strongly encourage everyone to wear red and black, just because it's cool and it's demonic and it's whatever, and it's gonna look great in the photo too.
I also think anybody who has to go to work can't show up. Wear black and red.
Yes. It's at 6:06, so I mean, it's like, especially if you work anywhere remotely near downtown, you're going to have time.
Get away from
You will have time.
I'm going to wear totally black.
Are you going to be there?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That.
And you've got a real job. You work at a bank.
I do. I'm going to be there, man. It's going to be great.
I'll be there.
Thank you, Debbie.
Excellent.
All right, there you go. That's Debbie. All right, should we break here?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll talk about the devil films and so forth. Scott Daly, filmfeverradio.com. We gotta get this air check thing done. You know, is that Rickles? Rickles is really what put us on schedule today.
Let's do the air checks right when we get back.
Okay.
Rickles, screw
Scott Daly.
Yeah, you know, I'm all right.
Let's let him do his movie review first.
Wait. All right. Apparently you've got nothing.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Back after this. Don't go anywhere.
FM 5 after 8 on a Monday night. Rick Taylor and for Greg DeLang. Still to come this hour, the Rhythm Syndicate, Color Me Bad, and Steelheart. Also making a break it on your way at 8:40. Yeah! Right now, little forward, we're getting low down and dirty. Grind City's hip music station, OK95.
Yeah!
My God!
I don't have a pause feature here, so we're just going to have to endure it.
OK95, FM local weather. Rick Taylor checking in for you. 8:17 on a Monday, and outside it's looking on the downtown Canoe Park, like 89. Shouldn't get too much cooler than that all. Overnight lows 70 down to 65. Highs on this week 100. Might break 105, but who knows? No promises.
105 right degrees.
Rhythm Syndicate.
The Rhythm Syndicate.
Oak 95, FM, Rick Taylor, and for Greg DeLang, 8:46 down to Monday.
That's me shoving it all through my nose.
Make it a break and coming your way at 8:40. Make it a break and coming your way at 8:40 on OK 95, FM. Here's Alice Cooper.
I don't think we get to hear Make It or Break It, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Listen to that. You hear me laughing at my own humor there?
I'll let you go. 20 before night.
Okay, we'll play some more of that.
That's awesome.
Scotty J, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
All right, Scotty J, intern here. So you had to do some news last week.
That's right.
In the stead of Tim Riley, and those are big shoes to fill. And the audience was not kind. There was a lot of
death threats.
Yeah, there was a lot of "I'm going to come down and beat out his brains with a brick" kind of observation. That was a lot of the, that was a lot of the observations from the audience.
Nothing so bad since the Dixie Chicks.
Yes, seriously. So we thought that we would make you feel a little bit better about yourself by playing some of the by playing some of our air checks. This is mostly Tim and myself because Sarah, regrettably, the better or worse, Sarah doesn't have a lot. You don't have many of those.
No, I think I have tapes of some of the early shows, but
I mean, yeah,
I don't know where they are.
I mean, you, because you didn't really do a lot of radio before this. I mean, this is pretty much where you started, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's been KWJJ call screening.
Yeah. So.
Woo.
So I thought I would bring a few. Let's roll that one again. So this is me, by the way, in case anybody. Yeah, in case anybody wanted.
Can you still talk like that? Can you try to talk like that?
I don't. Tim and I were just talking about that. The resonance is so weird that it changes depending on the station, the processing. I guess it changes with age, too. I mean, you can tell that I've still got...
It doesn't sound like you, though, at all.
It's like a scar on your knuckle or something. You never really lose a lot of that boss jock thing. And I'm in, like, the last generation, I think, that they pounded that into. Because the secret to boss radio like that was to pot it, to turn your volume. Here, can you drop, can you drop my microphone way down? Pot me way down. The microphone is way down here. So the key to boss radio was you would pot the microphone way down. And then you would shout everything like this. And you would say, coming up, Mariah Carey, another non-stop music jam. Next hour on the Tri-Cities only hip music radio station. It don't get any five. It's goddamn retarded. Makes you sound like an idiot. That's what I did, though. You can still hear that. I'll never get rid of that. It is kind of always part of you, I think.
Well, it always kicks in whenever you're about ready to do an interview you're nervous
totally.
For. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
I don't think I'm on here doing the Hot 10 at 10, and I also don't think I'm on here doing Make It or Break It. But you know what is on here is me doing dedications, like the love notes. Who wants to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen to this, the end of this Steelheart song, and there's a song called Angel called "I'll Never Let You Go" by Steelheart, and it was notable because it was a guy who sang it, and it was the highest pitched note you would ever heard. It was an infamous song. You know the song, Scotty. It was infamous for the note this guy hit at the end. And you can hear me going, hit that note. And then, like, I chuckle at my own wit. Hold on, let's...
OK 95's Make It or Break It coming your way. 840 on OK 95 FM. Here's Alice Cooper. Poison.
Poison. Here, oh, yeah. Right there.
Hit that high note. Steelheart, "I'll Never Let You Go." 20 before 9 on a Monday night. Rick Taylor in for Greg DeLang. Up next, a one-hit wonder with a comeback attempt. It's OK 95's Make It or Break It on the way. Keep it right here.
Keep it right here. I don't think if we do the Make It or Break It. God, the 80s suck. Bad music, bad production values, bad radio presence. Listen, that, you can hear that right there? That is my headphones feeding back because I was using like $9 headphones. And so the sound was bleeding out of my headphones right into the microphone and feeding back. That's what that is.
OK 95 FM 931 on a Monday night with Rick Taylor in for Greg DeLang. It's time to do that OK 95 love mush and gush thing known as the dedication. 222-9500. Pick up that phone and call him in. The OK 95 dedications.
Now, how long have you been on the radio?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been on the radio at this
Here?
Point?
Like 2 years.
Okay.
2 years of experience, and that's what comes out.
Me, 1 month.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you're trying to fill in for Tim, right? I'm only trying to do this crap.
There's no filling in for Tim.
You were trying to scale a big mountain last week by filling in for Tim Riley. I'm just having to play crap for idiot teenagers, and I still couldn't do it. And so the love, we called it the Love Mush and Gush Dedications Hour, whatever the hell we called it, and it was like a love notes thing. And that's what we're leading into. You'll hear me do the,
I think I would have quit before doing that.
Yeah, well, we didn't have your standards when I was growing up. This is what you did, okay? There was, like, I'm sorry, we couldn't all be on some neo-radio hipster alternative morning show, okay? They didn't have shows where you just sat there and pontificated a lot about Franz Ferdinand and wore a lot of corduroy. We didn't have, this is what there was, you dick, so. Let's.
If I FEMF and the Sin City remix of Unbelievable.
Okay, wouldn't.
Please say that you make a joke about something being unbelievable.
I don't know, but wouldn't you give anything to hear the guy in this air check who's me? The guy in this air check and like Greg from the alternative show having to switch places, like a Freaky Friday kind of a thing? And he's doing a lot of, you know, he's doing a lot of Mariah Carey coming up and just doing that, like the really like, I'm holding an espresso sound to his voice.
Well, it's 9:36 in a Monday. Rick Taylor in for Greg DeLang. And you know what that means? It's time to do the OK.
Listen to those production values.
Just dedications. Okay, this next one's going out to Melissa from her friends. Happy birthday. From Wade to Aaron. From Rob to Jamie with lots of love.
From you lots... can't stop it. Keep going.
Okay, but just... This is all leading up to the playing of a song.
Tracy to Walter. Who named this guy, huh? From Brandon to Nicole. From Lindy to Tyler. Kiss, kiss, hug, hug. From Nikki to Brent. From Jerry to Carrie. From Angie to Jeremy. And finally going out from Pam to Brandon. And, hey, Brandon, listen up. Pam's got a special little message she's wanting to give out to you, okay? Okay, Pam, here you go.
I love you, Brandon, and I'm glad we're together.
Oh, the song, Save Your Love by Great White.
Yeah!
Great White! OK95 FM, Mr. Rod Stewart is back for the Temptations, the Motown song in OK95, 10 before 10 in a Monday. Oh. Rick Taylor in for Greg DeLang. Don't forget the Tri-Cities, one and only OK95 Hot 10 at 10 on the way. Keep it right here.
Was Greg DeLang ever at work?
I didn't realize this, but he'd actually been fired. And that I ended up keeping that shift. That was actually one of those things where it's like, you know, it's like when you're young and you're not jaded yet, and it's like they fired me, like, I don't care, promotion for me, you know. And it's like I came into work one day, and it's like, as OK95 continues to evolve and adapt, Greg DeLang has been fired. So that was my first. I didn't know it yet, but that was going to be my permanent gig because they'd blown him out, and I didn't know. So there you go. And the key then, by the way, was to shove everything into your nose. Turn on the mic, yell a lot, and make every vowel sound two syllables instead of one. So it wasn't like Mr. Rod Stewart. It was Mr. Rod Stewart. You know, which is, who talks that way?
It's known as puking now. That's what they teach you in college.
Oh, no, it was known as puking. Yeah, it was known as puking then. Okay, so there you go. I got like seven of these. We're not going to have time to play them. I'll have to play some more next week.
So what about Mr. Tim Riley?
We've got one from Tim Riley here.
You want to play your commercials from 1980?
Well, here's what we've got. We've got you at 92.7, we've got you at K-Hay, and we've got a spot.
K-Hay?
Yeah. I think we have a winner.
I thought that was a joke radio station.
No. All right, ladies and gentlemen, okay, do you want to give a little introduction to the station or when this was?
This was early 90s.
All right.
And I was the night guy, and I used to do... We would have live call-ins, and we would take requests, and we would also have contests on the air. And also, if that wasn't going on, we either had an earthquake or a wildfire burning somewhere, because it is Southern California.
Of course.
So between records, we have earthquakes, fires, and giving away prizes. So
good
this
times.
Is what this is.
All right, here we go. This is Tim at K-Hay.
Tim Riley!
Oh-ho!
It's K-Hay for your country favorites. Whoa, one more payment, and it's mine. This is the moment we've been waiting for. Well, one of them anyway. We're going to give you a chance now to go on the air and do some jungle noises. We have with us now on the line, Babs Mint of Ojai. Hi, Babs.
Wait, so she's doing jungle noises?
Jungle noises.
To win
jungle
something?
Noises?
To win prizes, yes.
Okay.
Are you
the
excited
consultant
about
came
this?
Up with this?
Yes,
I just do.
Now, if we like it, you get tickets for two to the Jungle Brunch Party at the Elephant Bar, Simi Valley, coming up on the 19th. Now, we want some jungle noises
so
out of you, Babs. What was that again?
That was a giraffe.
Would you repeat that, please?
Oh, God.
Oh,
okay. That sounds like a sick chihuahua.
That's a giraffe.
Oh, a giraffe. I didn't know
a
giraffe.
Oh, she sounds hurt.
Well, I never got up that close to a giraffe. I suppose that's an acceptable giraffe. You got any other ones? We'll give you one more quick one.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's a monkey, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's good. Back then, country radio listeners were dumb.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You make a great monkey.
I feel like a monkey.
Anyway.
Oh, she's so sad.
It's weird, right?
You'll do anything for free, won't you,
yes,
Babs?
Yes, I will.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to give you tickets for two to the Jungle Brunch Party coming up Sunday, May 19th at the Elephant Bar, Simi Valley.
Great.
What's your favorite place to make a monkey of yourself, Babs?
Oh!
Country 101, oh, that Babs Mints of Ojai. I never heard a giraffe make a noise before, but we learn something new every night, don't we, with Jungle Sounds from K-Hay. Don Sinclair plays again tomorrow. Your chance to win tickets to the Elephant Bar Jungle Brunch Party right here.
K-Hay 101 weather.
Well,
it's going to be clear, and thankfully the winds are dying down. Lows tonight in the 50s. Sunny later on.
You sound more resonant here.
We'll have 80s along the beach and 90s in the inland valleys. Right now, Santa Barbara's got 58. It is 68 in L.A. and 56 at Continuous New Country.
I worked at a Continuous New Country. When was this?
This is 91.
You got some good processing there. You got some good bottom end of your voice. All right. Well, let's finish this and we'll break it. Scott Daly will join us again here. So, Scotty, are you feeling better about yourself, though, Scotty J?
Much better.
All right. Let's finish. Evan, Tim Riley from what year?
I believe 91.7
KHEY.
Same year that I was doing that Top 40 stuff.
Pam Tillis. Good morning. This is KHEY's continuing fire coverage. Tim Riley here along with Bill DeFoy in the newsroom. And do you realize, Bill, that the astronauts aboard the space shuttle can see all the smoke over Southern California this morning?
I had heard about that, but, you know, I hadn't really thought about it until this. But, they would.
It is.
And they're wondering, where is the big picnic at? Well, it's right in our own backyard, Tim.
Actually, this is our biggest fire was back in 1932 in Ventura County.
I am reading out of the Farmer's Almanac.
20,000 acres burned. That was the biggest.
This is some AP copy that I have ripped off the printer and I'm now reading.
Give a little love. Give a little love.
Oh.
Was that
you
singing?
Was that
you?
Oh, my God.
It certainly was. Yeah, we got to go back. Hold on.
Give a little love. Give a little love. Catch 101 and the Jubs. Can you catch your favorites? Well, let's go check into the newsroom now and check out the latest developments. Now, Rich Galano, it was a 5.0 earthquake.
Yeah, we're hearing that from both Caltech and the U.S. Geological Survey.
This guy sounds like a real news
Colorado.
Person.
He's still there. We talked directly with Golden, Colorado a little while ago to get the magnitude and epicenter. And they're calling it about a 5.0. They still have to, it may be days before they have the exact figure. That's the way it works in this business.
All right,
that was
go.
What it was like to work in Kahe.
And, you know, that's the same. What month would that have been, if you even remember?
I don't remember.
Because, you know, the thing is, that's the same year that Top 40 crap that I was doing. Same year.
You know, I bet it was summer because that would be a wildfire season.
Me too. That air check we were just playing was me, summer of... How bizarre. Summer of 91. Mm-hmm. 15 years ago. It's him's doing that, and I'm doing the, you know...
FM 5 after right. 8 on a Monday night.
We'll be back after this. We got more. Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Don't forget, Barfly's 7th Annual Barbecue Bash Sabala is coming up Sunday at 6 p.m., right? Sarah, everybody has to be there. It's a fantastic place.
Oh, yes. It's just a drunken extravaganza.
Talking over myself here. Go to barflymag.com, find out more. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
Checking in for you, 8:17 on a Monday, and outside it's looking on the downtown Canoe Park, like 89. Shouldn't get too much cooler than that. All overnight lows, 70 down to 65. Highs on this week of 100 might break 105, but who knows? No problem. Saturday night, and there's a cutting breeze in the air. 10 to 15 mile an hour winds from the south southwest on the South Hill. Pretty darn cold everywhere in Spokane. Overnight lows around 25 degrees. Daytime highs 35, keeping things pretty solid out there. A 20% chance of rain and snow all night tonight. Increases
sure
to 60% by
tomorrow. I was there.
Right now in Coeur d'Alene, it's 28. In Spokane, it's 29.
Only 101.1.
Okay.
Let's never listen.
29.
Sure.
Let's play one more of Tim's.
No. Do we have time? Do you have actual?
Yeah.
Now, we've been giving you crap, Scott, but there's some actual movie news out.
Well, there's actually there's not a whole lot in the DVD world this week, but there is a 20th anniversary edition of Platoon. Which is like the third special.
I don't care for Platoon, and I know that
really?
That's heresy. I mean, it's not a terrible
it's
thing.
Heresy. I
it's
can okay. understand that.
Platoon is a decent film. It is far from my favorite Oliver Stone film, and I'm more of a Full Metal Jacket guy myself.
You know, I would have to agree with you on that.
Not a bad film.
I love Oliver Stone. By the way, I love Talk Radio. It's one of my favorite films.
Great film. That film.
But I can understand being kind of...
But
the thing that's cool about this 20th anniversary of Platoon, one, it's got the audio is DTS, version DTS of the film.
Right.
Commentary by Oliver Stone. Another commentary with military advisor Dale Dye. So two separate commentaries, a bunch of deleted scenes with an optional commentary by Oliver Stone. About four or five different featurettes about, you know, Vietnam, creating Vietnam, the legacy of Platoon, snapshots in time, preparing for Nam, all kinds of cool stuff, and it really kind of dives into what, how the making of Platoon happened.
It's a landmark film. I mean, whatever anybody
Platoon,
thinks.
I can imagine it would be a lot. The making of Platoon may have been a lot like the making of Apocalypse Now.
I was going to say the other thing that is hard to hold a candle to is Apocalypse Now,
yeah,
especially
totally.
If you know, because you've seen Hearts of Darkness.
Oh, fantastic!
How they made that movie.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Right. Yeah. So there's that special edition of Platoon, 20th anniversary edition out this week. Also, Freedom Land with Samuel L. Jackson and Julianne Moore. You know, what are you going to do? Samuel Jackson's a street smart detective.
Oh, God. Does he play fast and loose with the rules?
That's right, man.
Yeah,
he plays by his own rules.
Yeah.
And then there's your teen comedy date movie with,
is that already out on DVD?
Yeah.
I saw that in the theater.
You didn't tell us that.
No, there was nothing else on.
With Allison and Hannigan, isn't she in that?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
She has her own commentary on the
DVD. Oh, that's so sad.
No, I have to say it was amusing. I just wanted to go to a mindless matinee movie, and I did, and I left.
No.
Mission accomplished.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. And in theaters this week, of course, is the new Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston film.
We were talking about that earlier, that America loves Jennifer Aniston. She is the girl next door. Vince Vaughn, I run hot and cold on, because sometimes he seems painfully smug to me.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy, though. He can be funny.
He can be really funny.
I heard that movie's a lot darker than they're really advertising.
That's what I've heard, too. It's more of a serious film.
I heard that it's kind of tough to watch in parts. Yeah.
Which I, of course, applaud.
Yeah, that's fine with you. Yeah, it's great with me.
And Cinemagic Theater this week, Thank You for Smoking.
Have you seen that?
I have not, and I really, really want to.
I've resisted because I read the book. I'm a huge fan of the book.
Yeah.
And I heard that they changed... I'm sorry, someone's texting me.
Should we stop the show here?
No, it's not like I'm doing a radio show.
Aaron Eckhart is a tobacco lobbyist. Everyone's getting text messages these days. And at the Hollywood Theater, The Celestine Prophecy and Kinky Boots, and a Neil Young documentary called Heart of Gold is playing at Hollywood Theater.
Don't miss that.
And at Cinema 21, a film called Drawing Restraint 9, starring Bjork. So...
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what it is? We have like a 7 second.
Oh, you worked so hard. Look at all the color copies.
And everything.
You know that 7 second delay? Like the 5 minute delay in my head is going off right now, and I'm not going to remember anything you talked about in like 2 minutes.
As long as the audience. And also on
here's
film.
What I heard. It's a lot of like at a certain point I zoned
I heard
out.
Cinematic magic somewhere.
And my brain kept coming back to see if you had started talking about anything good. And it was like, Neil Young. No. No, Bjork, no.
You need to start being a little nice.
I am nice. We love Scott. Why do you think we have him back, even though he hasn't seen a film
exactly.
in like 4 years?
And that's the kind of love. And I do want to say that immediately following today's show, Aaron Duran and I are going back to Geek Tower to record the 8th episode of Film Fever Radio. It'll be
which is a good show. I listen to that. Your podcast, I do listen to it.
Thank you so much.
It's a good program.
Excellent, excellent. Aaron will be reviewing The Omen, which opens on Tuesday.
FilmFeverRadio.com.
Exactly. And we'll be talking about all of the satanic devil demon films out there. We may be playing Number of the Beast in there. Maybe a little Shout at the Devil.
Next Friday,
original Omen,
we'll talk
I'm sorry, is that the one where the mother jumps off the... thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You've never seen that before.
With Lee Remick. Yeah.
Yeah.
The original Omen's a pretty creepy film,
it
actually.
It is very creepy. I
hold no hopes for that.
The can. But yeah, that'll be on Film Fever Radio.
And when is
tonight.
The Omen coming out?
666.
What else is happening on 666?
I believe there's a little episode called Horns Across Hawthorne.
Horns Across the Hawthorne. You go to rickemerson.com, find out more, or 970.am. How about this, Rick? I'm sorry, Eric, just an idea. Just an idea to abuse your intern and amuse your audience. For the Horns Over the Hawthorne photo, strap a video camera into Scotty J's hands and make him ride that catapult thing that they're running right by the bridge. Make sure the camera has audio. I'm all over that idea.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Rick is also going to be doing some push-ups on the bridge.
Rick is doing no push-ups at all.
There will be
no push-ups.
Or how about we strap
me.
Eric to the catapult?
How about you strap Scotty to my back while I'm doing the push-ups?
Oh. Eric, that's a great idea.
Quit calling me Eric. Don't call me Sulu.
I think we should have Scotty G dress up like a little devil and dance around you while you're doing your push-ups.
I'm not doing any push-ups.
With a little pitchfork.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shut up, bitch. You're doing them, sweetheart.
I'm not.
Get those rubber gloves ready because you're going to be touching the Hawthorne Bridge.
Because you know he'll wear his gloves, too.
He'll use his antibacterial hand stuff.
The dirt won't come off.
There's no way in which I don't hate you all. Just so you know. Like, in case
shouldn't
anybody should ask.
But you can't win, Rick.
Yeah. Asking for a beating. A beating.
I know I didn't win either.
Punching with
you know
my
what?
Words. Of course. See, it's not. Here's the thing. It's not so much that I won the bet. It's that you won't admit that I won the bet. That's really what it is.
Rick,
it's not,
and nobody, it's not that you we cheated. Had a poll.
It's that you won't
Rick,
admit that
the
you
people
cheated.
Voted.
I heard
the people voted.
I heard the interview. You lost the bet, my friend. You got it in at the very, very, very end after he said goodbye.
You, I can't hear you.
And you yourself said that I didn't promise that I wasn't going to try and cut it off.
I can't hear you either.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know you're talking. I just can't hear you.
So I should figure out, when I ride home on the Hawthorne Bridge today, I'll figure out what spot will be the best for you to do your push-up set.
I think right in the middle.
I think so, too.
So when he's going down, he sees the one river underneath him.
Yeah.
Are we all done now?
I don't know. How much time
bunch of jackals?
Barfly Barbecue, Sunday night.
Go to find out all the details about that. They're posted at rickemerson.com. As well, we want to thank Don Rickles for joining us today. Scott Daly, Scotty J, Jim Roop, Lisa Goddard, Sarah Dillon produces the show ably today and every day. Tim Riley in the newsroom. Like us next. World famous Phil Hendry show at 7. See y'all Monday. Thanks for listening. Be safe. See y'all then. Don't let that screw you. Bye.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
What? Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening.